Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. How are we doing, everybody?
First of the month.
Yeah. How about, so June 1st, across the board, your give a letter grade to the month of May for yourself. How did May treat us?
I got no out of, like, what do you mean letter, like?
Well, is it A plus? Was it an F?
Oh, B, solid B.
Solid B.
B plus. I'll give it B plus.
Attaboy.
I got a straight A, buddy. Straight A, because I was just my last few days in Mexico before the diarrhea and the virus kicked in. That was still May. Survived that, sobered me up, and then got a cavalry game in there. The boys have been playing baseball. I think the boys were undefeated in May, just rolling. Blue Jays, rookie ball.
I would give you a C for passing on that virus.
I was going to say, yeah.
It ruined his life. But
yeah, I had a sizable chunk in there where my entire house wasn't feeling great. But, you know, we had some, the kid got through his graduation.
Yay. Is that a hard thing to get through? Is it a stressful time?
You know what it is? It's a marathon. It's expensive, and it's a marathon.
And a waste of money.
Get a suit you'll grow out of in six months.
Yeah, we need to be in limos and we need suits and we need to go to parties and we need to have people over and we need to feed them. And, you know, it's great. It's just, it's one of those things that comes with a cost. But, I'm going to go with a B. I'm going to give it a B.
Not bad.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah, just shy of the B plus as we move into the month of June. Now, what are our hopes for the month of June?
I got high hopes, baby.
Yeah?
I got
high hopes.
I got some calls coming up. I am absolutely scared shitless. So, you know, Derek, who is on Afterburner, Derek Newman.
Derek.
We got our Masters Pool winner we're going to golf with. I might be up in Edmonton for the ATB Financial Classic to golf with the boss man in Edmonton for a media round. I've got a 36-hole event at Kananaskis, and then we might be at a tournament in Bearspaw as well, and maybe even a trip to Cranbrook to see St. Eugene. I have not swung clubs. This could be a nightmare. I gotta get to the range.
Now, but you did have a little kind of a warm up there in Palm Springs.
You felt the
clubs in 2023.
Yeah. I realized how much work I had to do, and that. You know, when you can play golf okay and it doesn't go off the hosel or the shank, that it's fun and it can be great. But when it does, you want to kill yourself and end your life.
Listen, that block guy at that fancy tournament here in Rochester a couple weeks ago, he shanked one right off the hosel. And
did couldn't break 80 with the PGA Championship there.
He was fine. Don't worry about it.
After that, Charles Schwab.
Right. When you were out, we were talking. You were saying how you really, really miss playing golf.
Mm-hmm. If I had my clubs here, I'd go every day.
You'd be out there.
Here, so.
Just dying to get out there.
Yeah.
Well, we got some things to do today. For starters, I just want to get this out of the way because today is Thursday, and as Ryan tells us all the time, we need to make plans. So we're bad at planning and making plans.
Let's know what day it is. Good to know what's coming up in the next few days.
We're going to take a look. I think it's probably a good thing to do. Rhett, you're going to be involved. It's the weekend weather brought to you by Bonton Meat Market.
Oh, dear.
Because you need to plan. What are we eating for the weekend? What day are we barbecuing, grilling? What are we making? Is it going to be smoking hot? And if so, what are we eating? Is it going to be, medium temps? Does that affect our menu? And if it's going to be rainy, maybe we're going inside. What are we doing?
Is this the barbecue forecast that I'm seeing unveiled here, Dean?
The Bonton barbecue forecast on Thursday. So
oddly enough, sorry to interrupt you there, but oddly enough, I'm staring at barbecue recipes as you.
Of course, yeah.
This is excellent timing.
Yeah, we've been doing this for decades.
Skewers and beans.
Now today, people aren't all in Calgary. Like Aussie Brad, this is less for you than it is for people who might be in Calgary. Today, kind of breezy, chilly, chances of rain, about 16. Friday, 22. Saturday, 23, but overcast. Sunday, starting to get warmer with some more sunshine, 28 degrees.
Oh, 28. Barbecue Sunday dinner?
So which day? I'm guessing I'm kind of with Ryan. I'm thinking, is it going to be Sunday or do you go early? What's the barbecue, the weekend barbecue forecast menu?
Saturday is a roasted chicken or a beer can chicken.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing Saturday. And I would think you want to come out. No, you did chicken. I was going to go actually a fish taco-y thing, but that won't work. That's not barbecue. It's good. I'll go. You know what? I took burgers out. I'm having burgers here. I'm going burgers. I got a homemade burger recipe. Put the barbecue sauce right in there. Mm. Good beef from Bonton. Are you kidding
me? How does it go at the end when you're done? Yeah. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I've said this before. So there you go. Bonton Meats, of course, Bonton. They've been doing it right for you since 1921. 28 Crowfoot Circle, Northwest. And yeah, across the board, whatever it is, chicken, pork, beef, we told you, it's the best of the best. And it's only at Bonton Meats with Greg Keller. For a period of time, I'm going to say maybe 2 years ago. Maybe it was during COVID, I think. I really didn't give the chicken its due.
Oh.
Really didn't give the chicken its due. It was kind of one of those things where you use chicken breast for a certain thing, but let's be honest, chicken breast kind of the driest of the, the whole chicken. And thighs, you needed a whole bunch of thighs to feed the family and all that. But the whole just roasting of a whole chicken, it wasn't really in my repertoire. But I must say, I've really come around.
Silver lining of COVID, Dean. And as soup enthusiast as I know you two are, the whole chicken cannot be beat.
That's part of the reason I do the whole chicken.
God.
Let's get a nice rub on there.
Mm-hmm.
Stick a can up. I'll put it on the grill.
Yeah. And then what you do if maybe you've got some leftovers. Mm. Well, you just peel the meat off those suckers. And then maybe that goes into your... buffalo chicken dip, or you could repurpose the chicken that way.
How many of you see? My grandpa used to do this. He would just eat the whole skin off the bird.
I love the skin.
And now I'm full of chicken skin before it's sliced and diced and put on your plate. I'm just so good.
It is one of those things you almost have to just kind of, at least not for everybody, obviously, but you can't think about it.
Eat it.
Think about what?
Whatever this is sure tasty. I don't know where it came from.
We can talk about haggis and hot dogs, and the chicken skin is way down the chart of things that creep you out.
Yeah, I agree. So there you go. So what do we go with? Burgers?
I think burgers on Sunday because you're going to do a big mess.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be a big mess, that bird on Saturday. You're going to do the beer can chicken on the queue. So it's going to be a little bit messy. Burgers, simple, clean, easy. Kids are running around outside.
Toasted buns? What are we doing?
Hey, if you're a professional, that's what you do.
Yeah,
my kids don't like them toasted, though.
Come on.
Losers.
They better be fresh, then.
Oh, yes. Brioche.
Mm-hmm.
They like sponge.
They have to have back to its original shape. Dad, where's the brioche buns?
Fancy you
buns.
Know what, though? I'm kind of with them. Those soft buns are just so good.
Just a light toasting, Dean. That's all. Just a light, just a little crisp.
My wife is the queen, the woman that I live with, of buying buns and then firing them in the deep freeze.
No.
And it'll be, hey, do you want to do hot burgers? I think there's some buns in the deep freeze. It's like,
well, I'm not eating them on that.
That makes that plays zero factor in what we're eating, that we have frozen fucking pucks. Dried out and discolored shit that's been sitting in the deep freeze for freezer 8 months, burns. 10 months.
Oh, good. Frosted we got a buns. Freezer burned bun here.
I don't want to. No, I'll get in trouble. Anyway. So, yes, fresh is the way to do it. Go to Bonton, get fresh meat, make the burgers yourself. Get fresh buns. If you want to bake difficult. Those, do those yourself. So, there you go. Must say, I knew it was going to be, and it was as weird as I expected seeing Brad Treliving against a Toronto Maple Leaf backdrop today, talking about the Leafs. 9 years, he was here. You just kind of, he's a Flames guy. He's the guy, and you get to know him and all that, and he's a Flames. And then it's the color, it's the team, the market.
Fancy pants backdrop.
Yes, it's just everything.
All shiny corporate Leafs. Woof.
Hearing him talk about Austin Matthews and...
That's going to be tough. He's going to have to go down to Arizona and hang with Austin for a few days.
Yeah, I guess Keith and Austin are down in Arizona. So,
what's the plan there, right? You meet at the W, maybe play 18 holes, hang by the pool. How do you break the ice?
You got $12 million a year. You're not staying in a hotel. Are you saying for Brad? Brad probably has a place down. He probably still has his place down there, I would expect.
I think he sold it.
Oh,
I think he did sell it. But
yes, W for sure.
You could probably just, when you're making that Leaf money, just pick one up today when you head down there.
Pick up a couple. Shit. Yeah.
Just grab one.
Stay in Austin's casita.
Now, and true to form, now Tree, as we know, Treliving. I mean, careful. Watch your ribs, because he'll start tickling them when he starts with the zingers.
You know what? And it's classic in the press conference. A little icebreaker. Have a little fun. I know some of the fellas, and it's a heavy rib tickler.
Got the day. little. Here's Brad. He was asked about Mark Giordano. He started tickling them ribs.
You did.
Gio. Let's take a listen.
Bunch of former Flames there.
It's good to see those guys. Gio, it's good to see him still playing at 75. Not a lot of guys do. And, I was with them a long time. They're good. They're good men. They're good players. They're good people. They've got good families. So, I was been texting a little bit with Gio and it'll be good to connect with them. Like I said, I don't, there's a few people here. Luke Shen, I know a little bit, right? We've got a little bit of a relationship with. So getting to know the players, that's the important thing to me. You don't manage from an office anymore. You got to get to know them. You got to know what drives them. But those are two good men there.
I would say it's great that he knows those guys, but those are probably the three pieces you should send packing and upgrade. That's the first place to start your upgrade, Brad.
Well, one more year left at $800,000.
Yeah. You know, I know Matt Murray really well.
Oh,
yeah. I know these guys.
Reese and I go way back.
Yeah.
You don't know Austin. Do you know William Nylander?
Yeah. He was asked, he was asked about Matthews. We'll get to that one in a moment, but obviously, and we'll talk about Dubas, because Dubas leaves, it feels like everything happened very quickly. I don't
think it was by accident either, Dino. Like, this was, hey, the Leafs are unveiling this guy at X o'clock. Why don't we release Dubas being hired just, an hour or two before? Yeah,
maybe. Not sure how it all came together chronologically, but Sheldon Keefe has a contract, but as we know, guys like having their guys. You get a new GM, maybe he wants to bring in his guy, whatever. Sheldon Keefe, Mr. Treliving, what are your thoughts on your new head coach?
with no preconceived notions. I went to Calgary 9 years ago. Bob Hartley was there. Didn't have a relationship with Bob. Bob coached, I think he was the coach of the year my first year in Calgary. So I think Sheldon has done a lot of really, really good things. I look at how a group of really skilled players has gotten better at, you know, in checking and defending and doing those things that you need to win. So we're going to sit down and we're going to have a thorough process and try to do it as quickly as possible and come to a conclusion.
Oh.
So your thoughts on that there, Red?
I don't know. I missed it. I had to sneeze. Yeah. I was going to make a mess of things here.
Well, you know what's great is when you're sitting at the table and you have muted your microphone, and then when you leave and don't mute your microphone so we can hear you crashing around like a Mack truck in the kitchen.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
No surprise there. Like, I think strategically, would you really want to use a bullet on a coach right now?
No.
You inherited this guy. By all means, see what he is. Just like, anyone that's got a couple of years left on their contract as a player. See who they are. See if it fits what you're trying to build.
Unless you go and talk to the players and all the players don't like the coach, then.
Yeah, I don't know if I got those vibes, but yeah.
It's more talk about here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last one.
Authority to fire the coach there, is that right?
Obviously, Austin Matthews, 1 year left. There's a lot going on in Toronto. They'll be the first to tell you how much is going on. But yeah, Austin Matthews, a year left before unrestricted free agency. Treliving has done this dance already a year ago with Johnny Gaudreau. How do you avoid that this time? He was asked very early on in the presser about Austin Matthews and the strategy about getting him under contract, or if you can't, what do you do moving forward?
Is one of the elite players in the world. You know, we're not talking about a good player in the league. We're talking about elite player in the world. Getting to Austin is a priority. But outside of the contract stuff, number one is just getting to build that relationship. You know, it's not walking down and trying to arm wrestle about contracts. It's getting down and getting Austin getting a chance to meet him. But more importantly, having Austin get a chance to meet me, know what we're about, and just talk a little bit. So that's priority number one. We know all the things as it relates to all the players in their contract situations and the timing and all the challenges ahead of us. But we're prepared to get after it. So I'm excited to not only get a chance to meet him, but thrilled to be able to work with him.
Dean, you need to talk to Tree and give him shit, because when he turns his head, he's not talking to them.
I know, right? Because when he's doing one of these things, and then you start looking at this way to talk to the reporter,
huh?
You can't hear him. You can't hear him. I know. So, yeah, it's mic etiquette. Let me ask you, Rhett, because you've talked a lot about you don't just hand out contracts because, what do we do if we lose this guy? Oh, we got to keep this guy. You can't do it. Do you feel like there is a part of that here with this guy? Because he truly is one of the best goal scorers in the world. He is a center.
He's the number one center.
You then have to replace, and we know how hard that is. So, okay, you trade him, but then you got to get another first-line center and probably pay him. I guess just thoughts on where you find Treliving with Matthews.
I think he's in a tough spot because I think Matthews has been handed the keys to the castle, and it's all up to him. What the hell is Treliving going to do?
I know.
He's going to back up the
all
Brinks,
the levers, right?
Yeah. He's going to back up the Brinks and try and sign him or effing trade him. Like, you can make it as complicated as you want, and he can get to meet you and all this stuff. Sure, I'm sure it's all important. But Austin Matthews holds all the cards.
He makes 11 points.
Whole deck. He has the whole deck of cards. What can Treliving convince him of? Matthews knows Toronto. He knows the market. I'm not going to call. He's going to want all the money.
Yep.
But he can get. He's been given all the money that he possibly could get. And in the best contract he could have ever hoped for, the last one, he's wanted all around the league. He can shoot. Like, there's nothing that Treliving can convince him of. It's up to Matthews.
We've watched these situations play out. The player just gets more and more leverage the closer you get to free agency. And if you need to be reminded how Austin Matthews' only other negotiation went, given that entry levels are basically a stamp, he held the gun to their head. They walked him right to free agency as early as possible for his age, and they gave him all the money. So don't think this is going to be easy. He'll be the highest paid player coming out of this if he's a Leaf.
No matter what.
Yeah, like unless he's trying to go to a certain spot. But I just think, look, like the cap has been flat for a while. We're coming out of the pandemic. The IOU is almost paid off. You've got huge money coming in from Seattle. When he's a free agent, there might be $8 million more per team to spend. Yeah, it's a perfect time to be a free agent.
He's hitting dingers. Like, there's no.
He'll make more money. Yeah, when he retires, he'll be made more money than anyone else in the NHL.
The biggest decision for Treliving is, do I give him everything and hope that he scores 60 a year and continues to be that number one, right? And we find a way to succeed in the playoffs? Or do I trade him? Because if you trade him, you immediately. We talked about it here. Hey, should we trade Lindholm? What are you going to get for frickin' Matthews?
Oh, absolute haul.
Right? Like, so the issue is, we got to refill the number one center. Are you kidding me? You don't think that you can go and get a top? Well, who was the number three pick they were talking about out of Columbus?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're getting everything you want. That's Tree's. The nice thing for Tree is, if he's not going to stay here and I decide to trade him, I am getting the king's ransom in return.
The other thing is William Nylander is not going to come back at 6.9. He was an absolute stud, probably their best player this season. Like, he needs a serious raise. He comes up at the same time. If you're going to bring both those guys back, even though the cap may jump up in 2 years, you're right back into the four guys are eating all our salary, which is really hamstringing them in a lot of ways. What's that?
You got to get Tavares out of there.
Yeah, he's got 2 years left, so it is what it is. But you're right; it's a classic UFA deal. He was a very good player. He got more money than he should have, and the last few years are more painful than you'd hoped.
You guys are good at math. I'm gonna this is pretty quick math, and I know it, but just for the sake of Matthews' entry level deal, 3 years, 11.325.
So that was bonuses, all that. Yep. Yeah.
So 11.325. And at the end of next season, he will have completed his 5-year extension at $58,195,000.
So he's already at $70 million.
He has made $70 million with outside of endorsements. And how old is he?
Well, he's going to be the youngest free agent number one center that we've
26 years old.
Yeah, and he's about to sign a 7 or 8 year deal with the highest AAV in the league. If our projections are anywhere close to correct, he will be the highest paid, wealthiest player in the history of this league when that contract's up. Like McDavid, he'll make more than McDavid, and McDavid went 8 years.
McDavid
gave him 3 free agent years. Austin's like, why would I give you free agent years? I'm the star. Pay me. LeBron doesn't hand out 3 years. Why should Connor?
Who is? I mean, it's up to, you know what? If you're just about the money, Matthews is doing it right. I've taken a shot at McDavid because he can absolutely could have or.
You got 15 10. Times 5.
Yeah. But maybe you should compliment him for being you know what? I'm here. I've got a team. I want to do well by my team. I'm not going to. So I don't think Matthews is going to do that.
No, and he hasn't prior. It would be out of character. And it's a great thing to do for the team. The problem was you gave Pete Chiarelli a bunch of blank checks that he messed up.
And just be honest about it. If you're talking about an 8-year deal at 15 a year, taxes matter.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Taxes matter.
Taxes matter, but at the same time, they almost don't matter.
They do if you're worried about
money. But honestly, when you've made $70 million and you're going to make another 80,
at least.
Like, I know we can hum and haw about $8, $9, $10 million in tax, but it makes zero impact on his life.
Yeah, it depends what it's important.
Disagree.
Like, I think you see.
What kind of a lifestyle would you have to have where you've made
10 mil. If he asks any player that ever played before if $10 million matters, you'll get your answer.
I see both your points. Like, if his career earnings are going to be between 150 and 200 million, it's like you can pick your spots and not be too worried about taxes. But to Rhett's point, like what at the end of your career, when you're 70, it's like, hey, remember you could have gone to that tax friendlier place. You could have an extra 20 million, 20 million can do a lot of things.
And the other thing is it's a tax friend. There's tax friendlier places.
Yeah.
That are pretty nice to live in.
Yeah. The other thing you do is you load up with signing bonuses and things like that. And honestly, the one thing that maybe we haven't seen that Austin might show the template is sign a 3-year deal at 15 and then hit the market again when the cap's even higher. Like he's shown he kind of broke the mold for what contracts look like. Nobody ever gave a guy all the money and walked him right to you.
Dubas broke the mold.
Well, I mean, whatever it was, if the agent's saying it's this or he's not showing up. But yeah, Dubas got worked in that negotiation to be sure. But whether it was him or the agent or whatever, what's clear is that post that contract, Stars now have the ability to say, no, I want to go right to UFA. And if you're one of the few guys that can score 60 in the league, I guess you could get it. Like Pasternak took a hometown discount at less than 12, I believe, in Boston.
It's a great world. You know what? I'm going to do you all a favor.
Big favor here, guys.
I'll settle at $11.5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's all it's going to take.
Ask for 13.
You're welcome.
I looked into the forecast. It rains a lot in Seattle. They have cap space. I'll stay here, I guess, for 11.5.
You're welcome. And I guess just my last thought on that, Retro, is I get the whole tax thing. And yeah, of course, money's money. And more money is better than less money. I get it. But I just wonder if the tax thing isn't more of an issue if you're in that $4, $5, $6 million range than when you're in 12.
Stupid money.
It's still, it's more money, but are you not more able to absorb that when you're making $12 million?
I'm telling you my thoughts on it. All Everyone right. has their own approach to things. I could have tried to get more money in my career, but got a contract that I thought was great. It's not the do all end all for everyone. Taxes matter.
One final thought before we move off Austin Matthews. Think about where Matthew Tkachuk's stock was last summer. Like really good year, career year. Not the best player on his team, you wouldn't think, but an elite player in the league. Not a superstar, but a star. And the Flames got the guy that finished second in the scoring race, a top pair defenseman, a first round draft pick, and a B prospect in Cole Schwind, or whatever you want to call what him is as an asset. How much more do you get with Austin Matthews? And I understand that Huberto hasn't panned out, but we didn't know that at the time. You got a 115-point player and a top-pair defenseman and a first. Like, to Rhett's point about if you moved him, it's got to be significantly more than that, and doesn't it?
Honest to God, it might be the better move.
Long-term, that, for sure it is.
That's what I think. Yeah. It's easy to say, well, we've got a number one center, and he's a 60-goal guy. And absolutely. I do not under – I respect – Austin Matthews' talent and what he does. He gets the puck when he's on the ice. You have it. It changes the game.
Mm-hmm.
They've failed because they can't manage cap and spend money and spread it out amongst the team. You might be better off moving him.
What it would do is it would allow you to, okay, we still have a ton of offensive ability. Marner, Nylander, Tavares ain't dead yet. Now maybe we can keep a Bunting in the fold. We can upgrade on the blue line. We can invest in a goaltender rather than just rolling the dice every year with someone. And the other thing what it does is Tavares is 2 years from coming off the books. Now you could load up to maybe make a run at a Leon Draisaitl or a Connor McDavid in 2 or 3 years when they're up. Like, you can't do those things if you bring back William and Austin at huge dollars that, frankly, they command.
And I mean, I can't be hip. Well, I can be hypocritical. I'm quite good at it, actually, but for me to say the kids are able to come in and play and make an impact, how good was Austin Matthews his first 3-4 years? Fuck, he was good.
He had 4 goals his first game in the league. Played Ottawa, first game in the NHL.
You think it's not 60 goals to zero.
Yeah.
Right? Like, these kids that you go get will contribute.
And they've demonstrated what having a 60-goal guy, it hasn't. They've had great regular seasons. I don't know. He's too young to start painting him with a brush as
a guy.
I'm not
painting him with any brush. It's a lot of money to tie up.
Because I was just going to say, I don't want to. But you do watch him, and he loves scoring goals. But I do wonder I wonder if, does he have that next, when shit gets hard, does he have that next gear, that next
level
to get to? You said
it yesterday. I think Ovechkin's the best comp for him because these were the types of conversations we had about Ovechkin before he won. And it doesn't mean that Austin will win. It just reminds us that you need a lot of things to go right and that you could be the best player in the league by a mile. And I'm not saying these guys are, but we've watched Connor. He's never played in a Stanley Cup final. And I blame the GMs that they've had more than I blame Connor. But it's, you need a lot of things to go right in this tournament. It's fucking crazy.
It's,
and so have they had bad fortune in Toronto? Yes. Have they had some bad performances in big spots? Yes. Are they owed more luck, generally speaking, over the last 8 series they played? Yeah, they have. So I'm with you. You can't paint this guy as a never will win guy.
Hockey continues to prove it's a team sport.
Yeah, you need 25 guys, not 2 stars. Like if in the NBA you get 3 stars, there's your ticket to the Final Four. That ain't hockey.
That's not hockey. And if you're going to, it's a put all your stock into one thing. It's a voodoo position. It's goaltending. Yeah. They're the one guy that can make the everything else irrelevant.
What does that look like, Rhett, the voodoo thing? That's right, yeah.
The shoulders. You got to go higher than that.
Careful. Yeah, don't freaking hurt yourself. So I guess good luck, Treliving, I guess.
That's a bold effing move. He goes down to Arizona, doesn't like the feel. We traded you to Seattle. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We go like, man, back to Toronto. Haul. Can you imagine?
The haul you would get. My God.
Well, you'd get a haul, but can you imagine the like, what is a Toronto fan base, media? Like, if he makes that move, you're sitting at the table in Nashville. The draft is about to start, and the camera catches Treliving talking to another GM.
And yeah.
What's
talking to Donovan now? He's going to Treliving.
Yeah. So, and we can now fire up the, you mentioned Nylander. Well, did you know? Hey, guys, did you know that Nylander was born here?
Calgarian, dude.
So, yeah.
In Calgary.
I know.
Alberta.
So it's
the nurses got him.
Just a and Treliving used to work here, so it's a matter of time until Nylander is Hannifin for Nylander, and that's how that's going to break down.
I love that. Let's go. Just
Do you get Nylander for Hannifin? Don't think
it's capish.
A little more.
Have you looked at Toronto's unrestricted free agents? Like they do have to house a team.
They do, yeah.
Some way, somehow.
The one thing that I was more surprised because you hear, like, you talked about Tavares, and it just felt like it was going to be one of those albatross things that sticks around. I didn't realize it's 2 more years. A lot of they've got a ton of money, but the term isn't a killer.
No,
I think isn't years, Morgan Riley's really the only guy there, I think, that has any amount of term.
Make it 7.5 for 5 more years, 6 more years, terrible. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's not Darnell Nurse at 9.25 for 6 more. Holy Toledo.
He's as good as Hannifin, and Hannifin's going to ask for more.
I think that's not a bad comp for what Hannifin would look for. More points from Morgan, a little better defensively for Hannifin. What are you pointing at?
There you go. Gentlemen, coming up on June the 10th, it's a Saturday in Vancouver. There you see it. UFC 289. At the Rogers Center Arena building in Vancouver. That's right. Saturday, June 10th. It's the first time that they haven't been here since, haven't been in Vancouver since 2014.
Jeez.
Haven't been in Canada since 2019. So this is a highly anticipated return. Some thought it was maybe going to be Calgary, but it is in fact going to be Vancouver. And there you see the main event. Irene Aldana, Amanda Nunes. Nunes had a little blip on the radar going back. She had lost her title to Juliana Pena. She won it back in convincing fashion. They were going to have round number 3 between Pena and Nunes, but some hurt ribs. Maybe laughing at those zingers from Trulovic. Maybe Pena hurt herself. So it is going to be Aldana and Nunes, and this some question. Nunes has been one of the best of the, has been the best of the best in the female side. How many more fights has she got left? How long can she be dominant? So that is kind of, there's, it's kind of a co-main event. Then you've got Charles Oliveira versus Beneil Dariush. And then this kid, I'm going to, because I went yesterday, I wanted to learn a little bit more about the card. Mike Malott, Canadian guy from Burlington, Ontario. He is, I mean, his MMA record is one thing, but he's 2-0 in the UFC, regarded as one of the best up-and-coming Canadian fighters. This guy is just a sweetheart. You're going to fall in love with Mike Malott. He's taken on a stinking American, Dirty Adam Fugit, in just outside after the two main events. That's going to be the big fight. But this one is coming, so get your tickets. Get it on pay-per-view. I think that... Show well here. Let's get some more of these. I didn't realize it had been that long. I'm not a hardcore UFC guy. I enjoy it, but I'm not deep into it. But I went to the one when it was in Calgary.
What was that like?
And it's like anything else. It's stupid. It's hard to. Dana White talks about it all the time. You go, it's better than a heavyweight fight. It's better than anything else you're going to go to. The electricity's off the charts. It really is. The announcers, the fighters, the crowd, everything is awesome. So it's next Saturday, June 10th, Nunes Aldana in Vancouver, UFC 289. Get it on pay-per-view.
Retro, you been to one, a UFC event?
I have.
Where in one?
Down in Vegas. I'm trying to think. Because I got hit in my head a few times. I can't remember. It was the one where it was early on, first round, kick in the head, over, done, huge. Oh,
Connor?
I'm looking it up.
Was it McGregor or somebody else?
No, it wasn't McGregor. It was before McGregor. That. It was like 2012, so it's way back.
Was that the Ole Jokinen PJ trip down to Vegas?
Oh boy.
I believe it was. Was it not? Was that the private jet down to Vegas?
Me?
Yes. Yeah, so with you Ole, do it so many.
I've never taken so many a of those. Private jet with Ole.
No.
Me?
Was it not you?
To Vegas.
When there is a UFC or a big fight, like you always talked about it, Dean, the energy just walking around. It is like you can feel it. It is different than any other day. A big fight changes everything.
It does. There's a certain type of person who is into combat sports, and they live it. I mean, it's a lifestyle. It's how they dress. It's what they do. It's haircuts. It's tats. It's everything, and the energy that comes from it. And it'll be the same in Vancouver. Vancouver's going to show out for this one because it's been so friggin' long. So yeah, if you haven't been, it's a great one. Even if it's not your thing, you got to appreciate the spectacle that is the UFC. So next Saturday, and failing that, get it on pay-per-view.
That's right.
There you go. Next Saturday.
It's busy time.
Could probably do
this month.
It is very busy. Yeah, it is very busy. But a bunch of Canadians on that card. We'll talk more about it in the coming days. But there's actually, I believe it's 3 or 4 of the Canadian fighters from the same... Basically, from the same area, they go to the same gym. Yeah. Now you may not have been on a. Have you been on a private jet with Dominic Hasek?
No.
Have you been to a castle with Dominic Hasek?
I've been in a castle with Dominic Hasek. Yes.
Feels like a world star story.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you?
We took a little. Fiat or something. 4 of us.
Yeah.
Galutes.
What designates it as a castle and not just a big, big house, like a giant mansion? Where is the mansion? The
fact that there's a moat and
stone
drawbridge.
And drawbridge.
And, yeah.
Dragons, archers.
So you got across the moat and went to the a castle. Where was it?
Prague, just outside. Yeah, I don't know. It was in,
it was dark.
We played in Prague that night, and then it was dark out, and we went some.
Sure.
I don't know exactly where.
Well, speaking of Prague, this video started. I was going to get it for the show yesterday, just kind of didn't get it in time. It's the Czech Hockey Hall of Fame in Prague. Now, the history of the game in that area of the world is rich, and they mm-hmm. take it very seriously. Remember when the Czechs beat Canada, the celebration? Remember, I mean, Hašek was a god over there. You talk about shutting schools and businesses down. They went over the top. But that for whatever reason, they're closing the Czech Hockey Hall of Fame in Prague. And I guess they sent out, you know, hey, guys, hey, Hall of Famers, we're shutting the doors. You want to come grab your shit or we don't know what to do with it? Maybe we'll drop it off at Kids Sport. We'll call up Kevin Webster and maybe send some of this stuff over there. So, yeah, earlier this week. And we can take it's a Czech reporter, so none of the talking is in English. So we can just play the video. Hey, Dom, you are the greatest goalie to ever play the game. We got a bunch of your shit, but we're not making rent this month. Can you just come and grab it? Or what do you want to do with it? So there's Dom.
Same build.
Same build, lean.
That's definitely Dom, yeah.
And look at him grabbing. Just grabbing his stuff. This is the helmet that...
That's the first helmet.
That's the helmet that I wore at the Olympics. There's my Czech flag. And stay with it, because there's the jersey. Yeah. God, all Canadians remember that friggin' jersey.
I'm kidding.
And there's one other jersey here you might recognize, Retro. That one's pretty synonymous with breaking Canadians' hearts. And look at this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Buffalo Buffaloes.
Six shutouts in a month. I keep saying it.
Nobody got a little rip on there.
Six in a month?
A month.
Oh.
So now what do you do with that stuff if you're Dom? Dom doesn't strike me as a guy who would have a whole lot of use for shit like that. You know what I mean?
Dom,
I think he's got room.
If you asked him for an autograph.
Really, eh?
Well, my first year here, we were at the hotel in Buffalo. We stayed over in the hotels, right, during the playoffs. Right. I asked him to sign the stick because my cousin wanted an autograph, and everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
In the room was like, huh?
You did what?
I'm like, what? He's gonna snap. He said, and? He goes, you never ask, I do this one time.
That's crazy.
Oh, it sounds like the words can fight them, get them out of his mouth. The Czech accent's a weird one.
I was fine with it. He made me millions of dollars. You do what you need, buddy.
Yeah, sure.
I don't need an autograph. Just not a buck for me.
Whatever. God. So what, I mean, what was, does that take some of the shine off of a guy like that where he's going to be a dick about
some sort of deal with something?
Oh, I see.
The less autographs out there, the more your shit's worth. So you make a partnership with some sort of memorabilia company. You only sign for them. They get you a big fat check. I mean, I think Connor has a couple signatures he does as well. Connor will do the standard one. And then there's an exclusive signature he only does now and then. It's big business.
That's been my thing. That's why you don't see a lot of my autographs out there. Got to protect my endorsement deal.
I thought it was the wrist, but I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah. Something carpal. Time for the Pinder Report, a presentation of Village Honda. They have a fantastic, the whole wash bay, their whole detailing setup that they have in the back shop. When they built that dealership, obviously brand new, they went and made sure that the detailing in the wash area was a step up from just what you would get in, at a normal place. So you, when you get your detailing package, it's getting the full treatment back there. I think they prop it up on pillows. They fan it with, you know, those the hand fans, feed it grapes, all that sort of thing. Starting at just $79.95, get the detailing package for your vehicle only at your dealership for life, Village Honda, who presents the Pinder Report.
All right, fellas, we'll start with the Calgary Flames as we continue to narrow down the candidates for their next head coach. This from our insider at Daily Faceoff, Frank Saravalli. Gerard Gallant, too expensive, not a candidate for the Calgary Flames. This is something we've sort of kicked around. The track record's phenomenal with Gerard, but with that track record comes a pretty price tag relative to, say, oh, I don't know, someone that's never coached a game in the NHL before. Thoughts?
It was again one of those things where nice to think that a guy of that ilk was in the conversation, I guess, but I never really felt like he was going to be a guy that there's no ties to Calgary. There's no, there was no real
like the right fit.
No. And there's other jobs available, right? He's not going to the Rangers. We know that, but there are some other gigs and he was gassed out of New York making good money. You can sit and be patient when you're making that kind of clink not to work.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like a fit to me. He's making too much. And when you get gassed after the success that you have in all these places, something's not
right.
Frank alluded to that 3 weeks ago, and it was a little bit eyebrow raised. Like, oh, okay, well, he's well connected. If that's what he's hearing, that does explain these short tenures despite winning track records. Like Vegas, well, that's just crazy. That what? Yeah, well, stupid major penalty ended his run there. Like,
yeah, and on top, how are you getting this guy fired? And it's like, oh, okay, there must be something.
And on top of all of that, don't you feel like whoever the coach is going to have to be somewhat in that same, just that same mold as Conroy?
Well, let's be saying, yeah.
Conroy slash Iginla?
Felt odd.
Yeah, I just feel like doesn't feel like a Conroy fit to me.
Okay, we'll move on. Calgary Flames today have to sign 5 players or they are gonzo prospects out of the organization. It's not a star-studded list of future NHL superstars, but there are some curious names in here. Here are the 5 fellows. The interesting one in my mind is 2021 sixth rounder Jack Beck, who has battled injuries smaller, but has piled up numbers when he's been healthy in the Ontario Hockey League with the 67s. So keep an eye for any signings today. I wouldn't expect all 5 get signed. I also wouldn't expect that 0 of the 5 would get signed. We'll see what happens before the end of the day, as they would be lost as the rights to the Flames holding them.
When's that Cole Hawkins new album coming out?
Like that new summertime. Cole Hawkins single drops Thursday.
I love, there's nothing better than when the temperature's warm, you crank the windows down and the volume up on some Cole Hawkins. Damn. Mm. Stampede, let's go.
Love that Cole Hawkins.
Yep.
Steel guitar. It's beautiful stuff. So we move from Flames news to league news, and yes, you knew it was official when Boston Pizza tweeted, congratulations, life is good with a Treliving at the helm. That is admin at Boston Pizza getting their tweets out, directed at the Maple Leafs, who indeed said Treliving's been hired. We talked about that yesterday at length. We heard the clips earlier today. One stipulation that we wondered about and speculated, not going to be a full participant at the upcoming NHL draft. According to sources for Chris Johnston, won't be allowed to get to the draft table. It sounds like they do hold a first rounder, not their own, but 28th overall. They got a first rounder back in the Rasmus Sandin swap that they sent him to Washington. And yeah, there was a bunch of D in and out. They had 9D at the end. Crazy.
9. So what's Tree going to do?
I don't know. With it. technology Tootsie. And the internet, it's going to be really
go for some beers. I was going to say, maybe Cole Hawkins is playing at Legends.
He's going to have lovely rooftop spot booked or set aside for all the fellas after the draft is over. They can come over. He's going to have it all taken care of.
Shanny! Hey! Shanny! You're late! Hey, there's a table! Hey, we're back here! Fucking around! Let's go!
Who do we get? Do we get Bedard?
Not the only GM news. The Penguins, an hour before the Brad Tre Living press conference or so, announced they've hired Kyle Dubas, the Poho Ret. Oh, he will serve as interim GM until he hires a GM. And Elliot Friedman alluded to this title maybe because of some sort of contractual things where he's still under contract for the Leafs, and so to hire him now, it's a different title.
Up.
Oh, it's not GM. Yeah. Some of these Pohos kind of operate as GMs anyway. Joe Sakic is now president of hockey ops, and Chris McFarland, I believe is his name, is now the GM in name. So we'll see what this means. Sharp guy. Who does he hire? Red, has he called you about the GM position? Have you called him? Can we get a cover letter sent to him? Maybe you like Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, a couple hours away. Ballpark. Great ballpark.
Yeah. Great ballpark.
Can't great ballpark.
The Steelers, but that's okay.
You can't?
No.
Well, Jack's a big Steeler guy. He's shaking his head right now. Not happy with you. You guys see who's coaching in the Memorial Cup for the Quebec Rampart?
I did.
Denis Gauthier.
Close. Pat Roy. Watch Patty on the bench. If you think this guy's just mailing it in and collecting a paycheck, we got the ISO cam on Waugh from this is yesterday's game. I believe Peterborough beat Quebec, which is odd because Peterborough sucked and Quebec looked the best. And then this tournament gets some rivers at some time. This is just all Pat Waugh. Eh? Keep an eye. So, okay, no big deal. We just scored. Nothing. Okay, get a little face. Whoa, watch out. Puck's coming by. Oh, fist pumps. Let's go. Yes. One assistant. There's the other. Oh, he's not happy. Hands on
hips. On his chin.
Rejected. Oh, he's looking.
Yeah, he's got the full beard.
Beard with grit. Full white.
Yeah.
It looks like it's one of those COVID masks. He's just got it on his chin.
I was like... I was curious. I was like, it is that white? Good for you, Patty.
Yeah, that guy's fire still burns is probably the least surprising thing ever. I mean, he 100%. Was a red ass from day one.
Yep.
Hey,
can't hear you. I got my Stanley Cup rings in my ears. I don't know why he sounds like Bob Hartley, but we're trying here.
That's close.
Why is he not back in the league? Did he burn some bridges on his
He's
way?
He's too much, Colorado? I think.
Yeah, even watching him, I'm like, that's busy.
I think he was too much for guys.
Left him high and dry too. Bye, Rhett.
See you, Rhett.
Peter's dead again.
Yeah, there you go, Rhett. Okay. Couple other things. Oakland Athletics have had a miserable, miserable, miserable start to the season. We're talking like historically bad for the, the Oakland A's. How bad? Well, the Portland Pickles have outdrawn them, Dean. The Portland Pickles.
Delicious.
That's
You know what, though? And they're getting raked for the fans in Oakland for not going out.
It's not the fans.
The team stinks, and they're leaving. And they've told you they've wanted to leave for years and years. The ballpark stinks. I don't know.
Spending no money on the roster. They trade all their star players. The fans are not the problem. The lack of fans is not an issue. The owner being a prick's the biggest problem in Oakland. And nobody wants to go to Vegas. So, yeah, the Portland Pickles are outdrawing the A's so far this year in attendance.
I saw a thing, kind of a, whatever they call it, a concept diagram of where the potential ballpark would go, kind of right by MGM and Mandalay Bay down there on the strip. Mm. Holy jumping. I mean, if you put that ballpark there, you know where the rink is, and right across the highway from the rink is the football stadium.
Yeah, it's wild.
Night.
No pro sports in 2017, and now they'll have three of the four major ones as soon as Oakland gets in there.
Well, and remember, because I remember going back, the NBA held the All-Star game in Vegas, because here's this It's the Mecca. It's Vegas. How isn't there a pro sports team there? The NBA held the All-Star game there. It went over huge, of course. So it just felt like, okay, so the NBA is definitely going. Now the race is on to see who can be there second. That they are conceivably going to be the last team there. Bit of a stunner. Because it would work. It would work there too. The NBA would be huge.
Never mind
in Vegas.
F1, and they have the development league there in the summer for the NBA. Like, it's, yeah. The notion that pro sports wouldn't work in Vegas in hindsight might have been the silliest take anyone's ever had.
Hey,
go ahead, sorry.
I don't think it was that pro sports wouldn't work. I think it had to do with something it was built upon.
Oh, yeah. No, the gambling risk was a thing for sure before it was legal elsewhere. But there was a lot of people said hockey wouldn't work. I remember doing a show.
While we're talking, you know, it's good we got Village Haunted because Anthony's a big F1 guy up at Village. If you want to kill 7-8 hours of your day, just go and start talking about Red Bull, Max Verstappen, and your day will be shot with Anthony. But I was watching a thing the other day. It was a guy who was driving one of the simulators, and they had the track built for the Vegas F1 race. And they were saying that the stretch that they'll have down the strip is one of the longest in all of F1. So some of the speeds that you're going to see are going to be unlike, you just don't see them anywhere else because of how that track is going to be built. So it's wild. If you know Vegas at all, to see where that thing is going to wind through, wild. I don't know how they're going to put that whole thing together. And I know there's going to be some permanent changes. There's some thought that stretches of the strip just won't allow for traffic anymore. Because they've got to shut it down and kind of rebuild a chunk of it. Maybe there'll just be parts of it that'll be for pedestrians only, but it's a massive undertaking. God.
You familiar with the body, Daniel Vogelbach?
Yeah.
The Mets. Have a listen to his new walk-up song, which is an interesting choice. Sound up, Jack.
Designated hitter, Daniel Vogelbach.
Are we going to get flagged for it?
Familiar with the, are we going to get flagged? Oh, it's over at stadium. So just do that.
Is it?
You got perfect pitch. You sing, then we're in trouble. That would be the problem. Unusual choice. Are you familiar with the Milkshake song, right? You've heard that?
Milkshakes. Big rum and butter fan. Me and Serge.
Brings all the Warners to the yard.
That's what the song is not about. As I entered into Google today, milkshake song meaning, quote, some speculate milkshake refers to oral sex, or as the artist sings about.
Probably unnecessary for you to go down that road.
Don't need that.
No, not at all. 100%. Elaborate on that. You could bleep that out. 100% too far.
Right along to the hoops where Rhett will finally be comfy. Not to the CEPL, but to the NBA Finals, Rhett. Tonight, game one.
Da, 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 da.
Who do we like? Who are we excited about? Or is it just the TNT panel that we'll be missing? Because this is, I believe, on ABC.
Love. Yeah, they're done, aren't they? That's too bad. I'm a big fan of the name of the team in the Mile High City. So let's go Nugs. Start picking. Nugs.
How many nuggets in one setting do you think is your record?
Probably 40.
Yeah.
Food. 42, I owe you.
That's the thing. That's the thing, right? Because you get the 40 pack. Is that just where that's max? Or could you have snuck in another 2, 3, or 4 if they were kicking
more.
Around?
I can do more. Come on. And what kind of time frame are we talking in? I'm the king of this picking out and moving the food from the table to the counter, and 7 minutes later taking a scoop or two, right? Grazing, like if it just sits there, I'm going to eat it.
I feel like it needs to be a timed situation in one sitting. Because, we can all kind of graze.
No.
And are we trying to reach our best? Or is this one of those try your hardest things? Or is this just, I'll eat 40.
No, it's got to be a challenge. I think there has to be something on the line. It's a challenge. Your pride has been called into question.
It's not. There's little things. Could eat 60.
I feel like we got that on tape now. I owe 42.
Well, how hard is 20?
Not.
20's not hard.
It's right? So to get to 30 would be easy. If they had 30 in the package instead of 20, you'd do 30.
So Retro, in because you're an eater, and as a fellow eater, I'll ask you this question. If you were going to prepare for something like this, would you not eat all day so that you're starving? Thus, maybe your stomach kind of contracts a little bit. Or do you kind of just, eat along the way leading up to it so that you're constantly digesting food so that once this starts, your motor's already running?
Do you want me to give you the honest truth or just, I could do it normally to begin with. And if I want to get, if it's really worth it, I might light up a big fatty and then attack.
Okay. See you
later. Milkshake. Let's move along, shall we?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, it's better than yours. Retro.
My milkshake's bigger than yours.
You want to coach in the NBA? You should, because they're making a ton of money.
Shoot.
Look at this. Monty Williams, six years, 78 and a half. Monty? 78 and a half million. And it has the potential to go another year or two beyond that, where it could reach close to $100 million.
Middle class America. We're done. Middle class people. We're done. It's over.
Yeah.
You gotta get the triangle, dust that off, get a whiteboard out. Let's go. Hey.
Yeah.
That's so much money to be a coach.
It's a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
Night.
Good for Mama Monty.
When are you eating those nuggets, by the way, Pinder? Because we're now years that you've.
We are probably a year and a half. I have not ducked, but I do think we should make it an event. So if you are a nugget making establishment, let's come up with something. And we could also sell tickets for people to watch Rhett eat wings, which is an event you will never forget.
I think we're looking for, we're having all these meetings about, content for the summer.
There's a show. Hmm.
I think that's an easy one.
Get a venue locked in. Get the Wolverine on it.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to roll a big fatty, as Rhett would say, or smoke a big?
I think you probably want to keep a normal sked to keep that stomach expanded a bit. You don't want to go in tiny tummy.
Because you're like a friggin' bird. You eat seeds and plants and shit.
This will be a lot more meat.
Body's going to revolt on you. Oh my God, what's happening? This is not tofu.
My wife's going to be like, you're shaving 3 years off your life. Sorry, I lost the fantasy football bet. What am I supposed to do? Is this or panhandle my underwear on 17th? I'm doing the Nuggets. Right.
And with the round up to 60, makes it tricky.
No. So we'll go back to Atco Field. Tommy Wheeldon Jr. on the rivalry with Forge Rhett. He doesn't get along with their head coach, Bobby Smyrnaitis.
I don't even like the guy's name.
Beef.
Heated on the pitch. What is it like coach to coach?
Listen, we don't send each other Christmas cards, that's for sure. We don't have a relationship outside of the game. I think there's respect because, I respect before what they've done with the CPL. Bobby and his brother Costa with Sigma. They've built things very much and similar to how we tried to build things with the Calgary Foothills program and now the partnerships with the other CMSA clubs. I think there's respect because I know that when we play against each other, we have to be at our best. And I know they feel that too. So as for relationships after it, probably when we stop competing, there might be a little bit more affable.
I like it.
I love his words, affable. We've never we've never used the word affable before, ever.
So I think what we need to do is, after the game, we get the steel cage out, roll it out on a trailer, and have Tommy and this guy go toe to toe inside the hell in the cell or something. Let's go.
Both on June 10. Let's add them to the UFC card. Let's fucking.
Let's go to UFC. Yeah, let's roll.
That's a nice idea. Yeah.
Finally, Rhett. I think you'd be interested in this. You're a doomsday guy. The world's gonna end. AI are benevolent overlords might not be so kind. Guess what the Home Depot is selling?
Homes. Tiny houses.
$44,000. I think U.S. That's a house, Rhett. All you need is a flat
spot. If you need any info on it, I've got all of it. So don't worry. I've seen this.
I bet you do.
Look at the top. Like a little bar. And that could turn into where you hang out with your sniper rifle in the apocalypse. I mean, what a wonderful place.
Don't worry. Like, dude, this is not news to me.
Okay, well, we're getting it on the show for the people that don't get to hear your conspiracy theories around the clock.
That could be another summer segment. It's my...
Oh, God. That could be a month of summer segments there.
Reality is the greatest form of humor. Because, of course. How many...
If you would listen to me and your sleep habits and all your crap and just take some advice, you'd be better off.
I told you.
Try to help take care of you. And you'd, no, I'm going to be...
Have you bought the bottled water and batteries yet? It's coming. How many cases of bottled water is in your basement?
I don't have cases of bottled water. You can't leave it in those plastic bottles. It gives you estrogen. Right. Yeah.
Really? We all have estrogen, right?
Yeah, but it gives you too much.
Maybe that explains my boobies.
Hey, if it's going to be an apocalypse, that would make things a little more entertaining.
My moobs.
That's it for the Pinder Report, a really normal one. Thanks, Village Honda.
Jack Brought Attack, you. can you please bleep a few things that were said in that? Goes out live. But
I think the whole milkshake thing between potentially copyright infringement and Pinder's stupid comment about it should probably just be wiped from the record.
Reading what Google said.
Boom has always said? You don't have to explain the joke.
You don't explain the joke.
You dove right in, like you
cringe. I think it was
you dictionary. You were old school. You went into the thesaurus and the dictionary, and the Funkin' Wagnalls encyclopedia, and threw it out for people just to under. Thank you for the clarification, right?
Apparently, some people say that the milkshake that they're referring to inside of the song.
Village Honda, Northwest Auto Mall, and online, villagehonda.com. Paying top dollar for your used vehicle. They got $1 million to do it. Sell them your car, truck, van, SUV. You'll get the money and a tropical cruise for two. Find out more at villagehonda.com.
Jack, are we okay to snip that out? What do you want to ask with Jack?
Come on, Jack.
It's all live.
I was going to say, it's kind of live.
I know, but he puts stuff out later on the social media.
Well, we'll wait, because then YouTube will pull it down and then send us an email and say, hey, can't be playing milkshake. And then the guy with the man bun said something about...
Moral?
I know.
Moral.
Ozzy Brass dropped about 78 C-bombs in a minute. And that thing didn't get yet.
100% different. 100% different. Anyway, let's carry on, Dean. We don't need to dawdle on this.
Dawdle on. Is there any, do you have any interest in the NBA final?
No.
Well, it might be on a bit. I'm curious to see what Jokic can do.
If it gets past five games, I'll have interest. I like sports. But I won't make a special point to sit down and watch game one. If it's on and it's overtime and it's close, I will watch it, pay attention. I like sports. So
sports.
Yeah, I'm a big – I like sports, Dean. I like sports.
Right. Yep. Yeah, you're a sports fan.
Sports.
That's interesting. You know, it's kind of cool. Miami, both teams, 8 seeds coming in, get to the final. Pretty exciting for everybody there. I do like Jimmy Buckets. Jokic is such a nice guy, though, right? You see him, he's hugging his family, and he's just a sweet, sweet
body
boy.
Body by milk. Doesn't look like the best basketball player in the world, but he is. It's wild.
Yeah. Kind of want the nice guy to win for once.
Oz.
Maybe. What about the hockey? Is this Stanley Cup? It's Thursday. Does the Stanley Cup start tonight?
Must be a game tonight, right?
Got to be a game tonight because it's
been a long time.
Tomorrow, we got to get our picks done tomorrow morning. And the
if the idiot. What's the lacrosse team in Calgary there? The Roughnecks had won. They could have. The in Buffalo here, it's the final against McBride. McBride's in town this week.
Is he?
McBride didn't mind sticking it to the Roughnecks again. I texted him after last weekend's victory. He's okay with it.
Of course. I bet he is. Yeah. I bet he is. Next week, I'm headed to the hearing loss clinic. I've got it all set. I'm a little concerned.
It feels like this has been a massive undertaking. And I think I'm worried that the people listening are thinking to get into that the hearing loss clinic, it's like you have to drive across a desert with no water.
It's
like,
months planning.
You've been talking about this for months, and now you're acting like I'm in. Oh, like, what did you have to give up? Sign over your will to them? Like,
no, this is no fault of the hearing loss clinic.
Yeah,
it's not. Yeah, for a while, it was. Is this hockey team in town going to make the playoffs?
Yeah,
and if they make the playoffs,
that was April. It is June, so okay.
But from that point, trying to find something because Rhodesy, he's a world traveler, right? Rhodesy's jetting around. He's jet setting. He's on beaches and this bikini and stuff. I want Rhodesy to be there, and we want to have it all set up. And then we need somebody to kind of, you know, shoot the thing and be there. So we want everything to be right. It's taken some time, but I am looking forward to getting in there next week. But yes, it's not hard if you are.
It's a clean bill of health threat. Just be.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see someone video your ear hole. It'll be great. Clean them first, please.
That's Dean's eyes face. If anyone is just listening to this,
this is going to be one of the questions I have. They say not to Q-tip your ears or whatever. How can you not?
What if they're itchy?
Because I'm the other way. I'm every day in there,
every day,
grinding away because it just feels
that's
so
you're like
good.
A dog, eh?
Oh, yeah. You get out of the shower. Isn't one of the first things you want to do is get in there and just kind of, oh, that's good.
No,
yeah, that's
not at all. Nope. It's not. Okay.
Is that like the peak of your day? Everything after the ear twist is just not.
Really yeah, pretty much.
No, that's it.
I wonder what's in Warner's ears. You know, when you.
I reached in the other day. There was a big potato. Or other. It came out.
Remember you'd go fishing and under a bridge there'd be like those swallows, the birds, and they'd build those nests out of mud. You got a big swallow mud nest in your ear hole.
The other side, he's got some burned ends. Like, oh, well, that's where those went.
Oh, delicious. Love these. There's some videos, man. You get onto TikTok or whatever and that algorithm finds it. You start looking at weird shit coming out of people's ears. It's like, how did you... Like, that's a worm. How did you not feel that in your ear hole?
Oh my God! Stop it! Just stop.
That's like it's.
The doctor.
So anyway, none of that.
Was the one for me that I was like, oh boy, like this is going to be a thing now in society where we can watch videos of people with like a kilogram of pus coming out of their neck. Like, how did we get here? I don't know, but it's not going away now.
That's the other thing. I don't know how people can have a zit or a pimple and not pop it. How do you get to the point where it started about 9 years ago? How did you not squeeze that thing? I mean, are you not at all curious or do you not want to get that? I watched one the other day. Dude walks in. It's how they shot it. Oh, this. So Tom Terwilliger he's a grandfather in Hooby-Doo and he walks in. Well, yeah. And the way they've shot it, you just. Okay. So what is it? Is it on his leg or whatever? And he turns the one way and dude's got a friggin' dodgeball beside his fucking ear. Like, dude. Years you've lived with that?
You've stretched out your skin.
Like you're buying shirts to fit your friggin' watermelon on your neck. Hearingloss.ca.
You're welcome, Rose.
Founded in 1993. People four Calgary locations. Yeah. If you have a friggin' watermelon growing on your neck, do not go to the hearing loss. Unless it's like up there and you can't hear out of that ear. It may have nothing to do with your hearing. It just could be that you've got a grapefruit wedged against your ear hole. Five locations in BC. Cranbrook, Creston, Fernie, Golden End, Invermere. The list of people who have gone and had their life changed is lengthy. Years and years. People have been going to the hearing loss clinic and walking out feeling relieved and satisfied and enjoying life. Social life has changed. It's empowering. There you see it, the website, hearingloss.ca, Twitter, at The Hearing Loss. They're on Instagram. They're very engaged on social media. Check out all their stuff there. And if you're at all curious, and it's kind of what we've been talking about here at the house, you go get your teeth checked all the time. Maybe you go get your eyes checked. When have you got to get, why isn't that part? It should be part of that whole routine and cycle that you get checked on a regular basis. And no better place than the Hearing Loss Clinic, hearingloss.ca. There you go.
I'm excited for you, Dean.
Yeah, I'm less excited. Less excited about it.
Really?
Do Betway bets. Oh, you know what I wanted to say? Our buddy up at Madrose Pub.
Yeah.
Somebody, now it went out on our social media yesterday, and it was not me. It was like, hey, we're up, we're having pizza and some brews on the patio, and there was the shot.
I saw that.
Who went, and there was no sonar that went out, there was nothing, no mention of it. What happened?
Is that you, Rhett?
Wasn't you, Rhett.
I snuck back into town. Oh, quick. Did you first? I needed some za.
Needed some wheel up there. But it is the new patio. Matt and everybody have got the patio humming up at Madrose. And today being Thursday, I went, just want to check the specials. Oh, your pasta dishes are 25% off today. And look out. There are some drink specials. Wine, 50% off today.
Oh, look out, ladies. Look out.
Look out.
Oh, sweaty mouth now. Thanks, Dean.
That only ends one way, right? So should we just get a bottle of wine? Well, yeah, it's half off.
Uh-huh.
Well, Herbie Glurby Glob. Pluggy, pluggy, plug. It's tomorrow Friday. I'm not going into work tomorrow. Pluggy, pluggy, plugger. Fifth half price wine. That's how it goes. It doesn't need to, but that's generally how it goes. On their website, madrose.pub, they have a list of daily, the lunch specials that are there every single day, Monday through Friday. But then every day of the week, Matt and the crew find a dish, a food, and then a beverage to also add to the specials. Awesome place. People, the picks have been rolling in. I understand that things are going real well for them. We couldn't be happier. Mad Rose Pub in Royal Oak, 15 Royal Vista Place. Make a plan, like Rhett did, to get up there and have some pizza and brews on the patio at Mad Rose Pub.
What would your level of shock be if Matt found out Rhett was in Calgary before we did? Like, if it's just like, oh, hey, you guys, why didn't you come with Rhett? You're like, what? Rhett's in town? I feel like he could just swing around from the airport and I was going to let you know. I just had to stop for a wheel.
Like, look at him right now. Like, his camera's frozen, right?
Yeah, it's 100% frozen. I can't figure it out. I'm trying to fix it. But.
So my answer to being surprised, anything Rhett surprise related, is always 0%.
Why does he just work?
He does not like that comment.
It's not, I don't know where. I can't even find. Anyway.
Hey, I heard that Rhett left his family and moved to Tibet and is living in a hut. 0% shock.
Yeah.
0%.
Live in a hut. Tibet's mountainous, and I would rather, if I'm going to leave the wife and kids, I'm going to go to a beach locale.
Not, I would never leave my wife and kids. What are you talking about? I would never leave my family. If I was going to leave my family, I'd go to a beach.
You know, Dean, I have never thought about leaving my wife and family, but here are my top five destinations with this probability of happening. Number one, Costa Rica.
But if I did,
number four.
Hypothetically speaking, Betway bets. Shoot, I didn't write mine down today. Hopefully, Jack, it was something about Kikuchi today, wasn't it? Every day, yeah, Kikuchi. Kikuchi day at the Betway bets.
Did that get
the two still going?
Kikuchi? Yeah. Seattle? No, I did go to the Milwaukee Toronto game. I did not hit on the old Alec Manoah.
No, I was grimacing when you made that. It's been a rough season. Good Lord.
You're going to turn the corner at some point. Yesterday was not that one. Kevin Gausman's been real good. He has had, I saw it this morning, 8 or more Ks in 4 of his fast 5. Anyway, he's been pitching well.
Yeah.
It's now the bet that they have at Betway, they have 6 or more and then 8 or more. So 7 is kind of that sweet spot. I'm going to go over. I've got Kevin Gausman, 8 plus strikeouts, plus 100. It's getaway day today, I believe, Ryan.
You're going to like this team. It's already underway. He's only pitched 3 innings, 6 Ks already. So, unfortunately, people can't jump on with you since the game started. But fortunately, you're hammering this bet. It's looking really good.
See, and I'm going to Toronto tonight, and the Jays are leaving.
Yeah, they heard you're coming. That's
fuckers. You meeting up with Treliving?
Well, I got some meetings and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Important stuff.
So, yeah. Martin, what do you think about Matthews?
Trade him.
He's American, eh?
You know what you'd get for him?
He's worried about taxes. You should get rid of him.
You know what he's
doing? You want me to go down to Phoenix, I'd go. Just don't book me a place at the Renaissance. I'll get my own place.
Brad, you know, I've been thinking about it for a while. You should really trade Gio.
He's
for the fucking 90th time.
Yeah. Finally, Tree can make good on your trade Gio. Yeah. 5 years too late.
Okay, here's my bet way. I'm also in on the Jays game. I'm looking for over 1.5 total bases for Springer. 0-for-2 at last check. He needs a double or a couple singles. Walks don't count. Plus 105 there. And it's Kamloops Peterborough in the Memorial Cup. The Blazers, heavy favorites. So I'm going with the puck line. -1.5. They got to win by 2 or more. Plus 140. If you're curious, Quebec's waiting in the final. And the winner of this game will get Seattle in the semis.
So everybody's still alive as we get into action today.
I believe this is the tiebreak game because both Peterborough and Kamloops are 1-2.
All right.
Pat Roy lost to Peterborough yesterday. It looked awful.
Kamloops. Those are your Betway bets of the day. Get the Betway app on your phone. Play along. Be responsible. In Ontario, 19 years of age or over. Bet the responsible way with Betway. You're going to Toronto when?
Tonight.
Me or Retro tonight? That 14-minute private jet flight again, hey?
Yeah, that's what I need. That would be great. Avoid traffic. Be perfect.
What's happening in the big smoke?
More hockey games. Kids, BS. Yeah. So dumb.
Watch out. Those GTHL dads are a little bit crazy. Should be careful there.
Oh, I met a few of them last weekend in Nashville. You are correct on that, buddy. Holy. Different worlds. Moving people around, paying for their houses and their rent.
Yeah. Well, I've been living in Spadina for 3 weeks. I don't know what you're talking about. You're like, Connecticut, what are you talking about? Oh, no, that was weeks ago. He's a Torontonian now.
Hey, babe, I got to put through Junior's hockey registration. Which house should I put as our home address? Is it the one in L.A. or in Phoenix or Seattle or which one?
Oh, shit.
If you let me pay for your rent here in this town, I'll also pay for your private school.
Greasy.
We sold that house a couple years ago, but I pay the guy to just kind of shush and pass along the registration forms when they come through. Kid hockey. It's really coming around, though, right? These stories are really becoming less and less every year.
At least it's getting more reasonable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every year, it seems like we've all come more and more to our senses, which is nice. So will we have you on the program tomorrow?
I think so. On my phone like this. Yeah.
What other job can you do this at? Like if you work for the bank, can you be like, I might come in tomorrow?
Which one of us idiots could work for a bank? Numbers, please.
None of us anymore. I feel like that boat's passed. Ship sailed. You know, Ryan,
new world out there. Thing
seems a little risky. Why don't you pick up a few hours at the bank there in Penticton? Fuck that.
All right, man.
I could book a vacation day if that's... How do I do that?
Yeah, put the paperwork through.
Yeah, send it to fax it to the Wolverine. Fax a check-in.
Yeah.
So, do we want to share any news about the show? Because I know next week something's happening, and then eventually, so like, do we want to?
Well, Pat Letterbach, I got two minutes before we've got a guest showing up at the studio. I got a tour around, so maybe we.
All right, we'll talk. Screw it, we'll do it. Whatever.
Big tease. Right. Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Have a great June, everybody.
Robert Rabbit.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.